Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Vov Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. We are in Simen Shin Ches, and we're beginning at the very top line with Siv Zayin, dealing with various halachos of Muksus still. The Mechaber writes, Chatichas Cheres, if you have pieces or shards of a pottery, of an earthenware container, Shinishbura, that were destroyed, Bechol, on a weekday, Mikli, from a vessel. So you have broken pieces of a vessel. Uru'uya l'chasus b'kli, and they still can be used, let's say, to cover up another utensil or vessel. So then they're not muktzah. Mutu l'taltala, you're allowed to move them. Afilu b'mokum she'en kelim mitzuyim shom l'chasusim b'kli, even if there are no utensils that they could actually be used to cover up. The fact that they could be used, that doesn't make them into a kli that's muktzah, but they still retain their status as being a kli, because the original kli, as we spoke about, was a kli. It broke certainly here before Shabbos, so it retains its status of being a vessel. Even if it can't be used in the same function as that other kli, it could be used as a kli, and therefore, even if there is no physical ability to use it as a kli, to bottle cap or use it as a cover for some other utensil, but since it could, it's not considered muktzah and can be moved. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph explains, HaShulchan Aruch Hosif Bekan Levar. Shulchan Aruch over here is coming to add Levar Shnei Dvarim, the Shaykh L'Siv HaKodim, that come to add on to yesterday's shiur. Number one, Echad. The Mashi Niskar Shom, the Sagi B'Meshi Hasheva Roy L'Chasuz Ba, the fact that this kli could be used to go cover up another kli, so that means Mahani Afilu B'Mokum Shein HaMetzuyim Kli L'Chasuz Ba, even as we pointed out, there is no vessel to actually cover up. It still is nevertheless good. For example, why would there be no vessel you could cover it up with? The Hainu B'Karmelis B'Shusarabim. It breaks in an area that's a Karmelis or Shusarabim. There's nothing there to cover it up with. Kigon Shinotlo L'Kaneach Ba Minolo Mitit. And therefore, what would you want to do with it? You want to go and wipe off some mud that you have on your shoe. So you're not going to have any utensil that you could cut, put this as a cover on, but you'd be allowed to use it. It's not muktzah. And the reason is, Vatam, the kiven the ikot toras kli adayin al sheva b'chotzer, since this kli still retains as a broken pottery, it still retains the status of a kli because it could be a bottle cover or a cover for some sort of a container. So gam b'shus harabim ein shei muktzah leh. Therefore, it doesn't have the name of muktzah on it, even in the shus harabim. That's point number one, the Mishnah Berurah says. Point number two, the Mechaber was trying to make is shenis, dimzarkul yashbu b'od yom, even if you threw it away before Shabbos started, shuv shem muktzola, then in that situation, it does have the name of muktza on it, v'asul l'taltla, because then you've demonstrated that you don't want it as a kli, it's a piece of garbage, and therefore it is a piece of garbage in halacha, and it can't be moved on Shabbos. Why did the Mechaber say specifically Nishbar B'chol? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Beis, the same thing would apply for Wadin Shinishbar B'Shabbos. Even if it breaks on Shabbos, it still retains its status as a kli if it's still usable in some format, as we discussed in yesterday's Shir Kamosha Kos of Sivvav. So why did the Mechaber specifically say B'chol? El Dinokat B'chol Mishum Seifa. Because what we're going to say in a moment in the Seifa, the Zorko Liyashbar Mibo Jom, if you threw it into the garbage on the Erev Shabbos during, before it was Shabbos, Dim Zarka B'Shabbos, Shor L'Taltla. If you threw it away on Shabbos, you still would be allowed to move it. Afilu Kishnishbar B'Yom Yom, because at the start of Shabbos, it was still good, so therefore it doesn't lose its status of not being muktzah, even if you throw it away on Shabbos. And V'chein Adin L'Inyan Shari Machatzela, specific Yud Beis, and we'll learn this from Yitzhak Shem and tomorrow's Shir in Sif Yud Beis. Kivin Shudain HaShmarshos Hoya Adayin Al HaShev HaTorah's Kli, because as we've already mentioned many times, we have the concept, if something was acceptable as a Kli, usable, movable, during the Bein HaShmarshos, it retains its status throughout Shabbos. Likewise, if something is muktzah during the Bein HaShmarshos, it usually retains its status of being muktzah throughout Shabbos. And that's why we specifically say over here that it was broken on a chol, because it wanted to teach us the din. If you throw it in, it was broken on a chol, you throw it into the ashba, then it would in fact be muktzah. The issue for number 45 brings down, for one-time use utensils, or empty bottles that normally would be thrown into the garbage. So Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says they're not considered muktzah. And he adds, Shuadin b'niyar hamishamesh l'kinuach, roi adan l'shimosh. If you're using something like a paper towel and you use it to wipe something up, and it can still be used. So even if you threw it into the garbage on Shabbos, since it didn't have the status of being muktzah at the start of Shabbos, if therefore it is not muktzah, even if you toss it into the garbage. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees, and he writes, "Shenechshavim he muktzah gam im b'Shabbos atzmo hamidim lazrika." Once you throw it away on Shabbos, then it's muktzah. And he says, "Gam b'terem shenizraku." Even before they're thrown in the garbage, once you're intending to throw them in the garbage, they have the status of being muktzah. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also adds that even if you don't throw it into the garbage, but if you throw away something in a place where there are animals over there, for example, you throw away some bones left over from the food, and the animals are going to potentially make it disgusting over there, so even though it's not a garbage, shuv lo yotzia, and they have the status of being muktzah already, and they can't be moved. Dishavu number 46 says, likewise, if you have one-time paper utensils or plastic cups or things like that that were used on Erev Shabbos and you intended to throw them into the garbage, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal says, they're not muktzah, because sometimes under extenuating circumstances, b'shas adchak, you might come to use them and rinse them out. And if you haven't thrown them in the garbage yet, so then they still have the potential to be used as a kli. Now we go back to the Mechaber and we learn this din. Im zarka la'ashpa, the Mechaber tells us if you did throw it into the garbage, mib'od yom osa l'tatla, if you threw it away before Shabbos started, so then you've essentially turned it into garbage and it's not going to be able to be moved. Kivin shabbat l'miyosod kli, you've shown and demonstrated that it doesn't have the status of being a kli anymore at this point in time. The Ramah adds, Hagav, afilu chazi l'ani, even though a poor person might consider it valuable and usable. Nevertheless, ho'el, v'hiktsu habalim shalahem, afo pishem ashirim. Even though the Balaam, however, here are rich, they didn't consider it a utensil, but the bottom line is they're the owners, and they threw it away. The Muktzah Liyashir have Muktzah Liyani. Since it's Muktzah for the owners who are wealthy, well off, so then it becomes Muktzah even for the Ani in the garbage. Kamoshi is Bar, Sofa Simon, as we learn in Mitzvah Shem at the end of the Simon based upon the Ran. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'davko chatichas cheres. That bin which we just spoke about in the beginning part of this Siv is dealing with shards of pottery. Mishum da'asyo mishivrei kli, because they came from a broken vessel, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Gimel, Hainu Kivin the Meikaru Haisa Kli Gmura. They came originally from a kli that wasn't broken, and then they broke. So therefore, Adayin Toras Kli Aleh Koshi Ruli Shum Locha. So it retains the status even when it's broken of being a kli, as long as it has some functionality. As we said, it could cover up a bottle, it could cover up some sort of a container. However, Avodavur She'ein Bo Shaychus Kli, if the broken pieces have no function as a kli in any way, for example, Kigon Sroros or Avonim, for example, pebbles or stones, which normally aren't considered a kli. So Afa Pisha Ru'uyim Lechasos Bem Kli, even though theoretically you could take a rock and use it to cover up a vessel, or you could take some pebbles and plug in use them as a bottle cap, so then nevertheless, also Letautalim, they're intrinsically Muktzah, and since they didn't come from a kli, they can't be used in this fashion unless they were, as we'll see, somehow specifically designated before Shabbos to do so. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Lamed Dalet. Uchigon, Ashoshes Shel Barzel, the Tevel. For example, if you have a bar of iron, or you have Tevel, things that haven't been Me'usar, they haven't been tied. Or the chain bikas. What's a bikas? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hainu chatichazetz, you have a block of wood. All of these things, they are not kalim. Kivon she'eino kli. They don't have the status of being a kli. So then also letaltalo afilu tzorach gufo. Then they're not allowed to be moved. They're intrinsically muktza. And even if you need it for them to be used, letzorach gufo, which we said a kli shemalach talisa can be moved if it's a tzorach gufo, but something that's intrinsically muktza is not allowed. For example, what would you want to use it for? Kigon the koaso b'mokom b'riach l'delis. You want to use it as a bar to keep a door locked. Or the smoke bo eze daf shishkavelo. Or you want to use it to support something that is upon it. Imlo shiase bo k'tzas maise tikkun kodem Shabbos. Unless you do something before Shabbos starts to designate it for this function, to show l'hochiach sh'omei l'shtamish bo that you're intending to use it, and it's not the standard muktzah piece of a wood or tevel or barzel that is normally muktzah, or oshiyachadena me'er Shabbos la'olim l'shtamish, but or you designated almost permanently on Erev Shabbos to do this type of a function. Ukamosha kosel l'kamim silchav beis. We'll learn in silchav beis. Then it would be usable, but otherwise it's not. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah tells us v'rabim nichsholim, as they brings down achronim who say that many people unfortunately don't know this, and therefore it could lead to terrible iser Shabbos. And he brings down psila nikris kli. A wick is called a kli. Vafilu nidlika kitzas mimeno. Even if part of it was already lit, b'shabbos shavra, on a previous Shabbos, for example, because the imdolka bein hashmashos b'shabbos zu huktzul l'chol haShabbos. Of course, if it was used this Shabbos during the bein hashmashos, so then it would be, of course, forbidden. Migud iskatzoi bein hashmashos iskatzoi l'kol yom akula. As we've already explained, it would be muktzah then for the whole Shabbos. Kidaleil b'simin reisha in tes, as we've already previously learned. And it's not good for that Shabbos. Or it could have been lit obechol. If it was lit on a weekday, that would be perfectly good, or on a previous Shabbos. Now, on this Shabbos, when it's no longer lit, then it's usable. V'dino k'kli shemalach to l'isser. Then it has the same status as any kli shemalach to l'isser, which would be allowed. Shemutin l'tatalo l'tzor ha'kuv m'kom. If you had a need for it itself, in a permissible way, or you needed its place, you'd be allowed to move it. However, Avol Shivrei Besila, but the remnants of the wick over here, if you broke it up into pieces, Shainan Odim Od Lahadloka Biner, they're no longer usable. They're too small, Mastama, to be used to light a candle. You can't stick them in oil and use them as a wick. Harehin Kitzroos Vavonim. They have now the halachic status going into Shabbos of being like pebbles or like stones that are intrinsically muktzah, sha'osu l'taltulan. You wouldn't be allowed to move them, afilu l'tzoruch gufin mekomen, even if you needed them for their purpose or you needed their place. And likewise, if you have an entire wax candle or an animal fat candle, which they used to have in those days, and it actually was lit partially on a weekday when it was permissible, of course, to light it, or on a previous Shabbos that didn't burn out. So as long as it still could be used as a candle, obviously you can't use it as a candle on Shabbos, but since it could be used as a candle on a weekday, it therefore has the status of being a kli. Mikre kli, shemalachdol iser. It's a regular and it would be allowed to be used. You needed to use this candle in a permissible way on Shabbos. You want to use it to hold your place in a book, so then it would be allowed. Therefore, there's a very common statement that people make. So people mistakenly think that you're allowed to move it. Okay, it's going to get destroyed over here. I better move this and put it someplace else. That's not allowed. Oh, here, you give it to a non-Jewish person, let him go light it. The Mishnah Berurah says this is not allowed. This is a standard klisha malachto liyisur that you can only use with tzoruch gufo makomo. She'eino muta l'talto klisha malachto liyisur elu kisharich l'makomo shalach kli. You need it for the place where the kli is. You want to put something there and the kli is in the way. Or you want to use that utensil in a permissible way. Dover hamuta b'shabbos. For example, kigon kornis l'tzoa bo'e gozim. You want to use a hammer to go and bang open the walnuts. Kidele abasif gimel. We've already learned that is permissible. He then brings down from the Sefer Moruk Tziyah, Machmir da Afilu Ner Sholem Ulitzarch Makomo Osalatalto. He brings down over here that if it's a full candle and you want to use it for its place, you're not allowed to move it. She'ain Olav Shem Kli Klal. He says in this situation it doesn't have the status of being a Kli. The Lochazi Lachila Ulitashmish. He says such a thing is not edible and it can't be used, so therefore it is something that's not even a Kli and it would be like the stones and like the pebbles that are forbidden to move them, even Litzarch Gufo Makomo. The issue for number 51 brings down that the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Reish Ayin Tes disagrees with this, Moruk Tziyah, and he says, Stam dino shoner hu kekli shemalach del iser. However, the Chazon Ish seems to indicate that this is his psak halacha. Dishah foot number 52 brings down in regards to catalogs or books that detail things that can be sold. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down Shekivan Shemiyuchodon Heim LeMischar, since these are things that are used for business purposes, they are Muktzer Gomer. The Raki Mishtamshim Behem Bimos Chol Kisos LeYeshiva Siladim Kitanim. If they use it on a weekday, for example, to go and use them as a booster seat on a chair for little children, so then they wouldn't be Muktzah. But otherwise, if they're not been previously used for such, and they aren't regularly used for such, so then they're pure Muktzah, like stones or pebbles. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagrees. He says, a catalog nechshav kli shemalach del iser. He says this is a standard kli shemalach del iser, and therefore you'd be allowed to use it for tzoruch gufo makomo. If somebody wanted to use it as a booster seat on Shabbos, they'd be allowed to. What about, however, newsletters or publications that are to publicize something, sheets of paper that publicize things? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says these are muktzu gomer. Ve'in lishtamish bem el afilu shimush hamutter. You can't use them for a permissible thing on Shabbos. You want to use it as a bookmark. Shemayach hasher derech luzarkim, since they're thrown away, einam nechshavim kekli. They're not considered like a kli. Obviously, we're not talking about things that can be read on Shabbos, and then they certainly would not be muktzu. The issue foot number 53 brings down udvarim she'eino nechshavim kli, something that's not normally considered a kli, for example, like soaps and detergents and things like that. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, the Igros Moshe, brings down that they have the status of being muktzah machmas gufa. They're intrinsically muktzah. There's also the opinion of Rav Yashiv and Rav Nissen Karolitz. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah adds over here and he says, Hagah, the chol davar she'eino kli, klal, something that's not at all a vessel, it's never considered a kli, osu l'taltalo afilu tzoruch gufo. As we've already pointed out, as we've said several times already, the Ramah's finalizing the din over here. He says something like pebbles or stones or anything that doesn't have the status of a kli, so then it's not allowed to be moved, even Litzorach Gufo, and certainly Litzorach Makomo. Not for itself to be used or for its place to be used. Now we go to Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Kol HaKelem HaNitolem B'Shabbos, any utensil that's allowed to be moved on Shabbos, Dal Soseyen Shenisparku Mehem Nitolem. If they have some sort of door around them or used for this kli, so if that comes off, you'd be allowed to move the door as well. Bein Nisparku B'Chol, and this is true whether the door came off before Shabbos started on a weekday, Bein Nisparku B'Shabbos, whether it came off on Shabbos, it's considered part of the kli, and one would be allowed to move it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Lamed Hey. Pirush, what is the Mechaber telling us over here? V'lo mibayin nisparku b'Shabbos demutter. Certainly, if it's already removed on Shabbos, it was there before Shabbos started, and only on Shabbos it came off, the muchadim heim agabi avien ki ayl Shabbos, because it's considered not muktza at the start of Shabbos, because you're allowed to open and close this item. Ela afilu b'chol, even if it came off on a weekday, the chiddush is mutter mishum da'akate kliu. It still has the status of being a kli. Sheroy l'schaber im a kli, because you could put it back on to this kli. The alkane, therefore, mutal l'taltalan, you could move it about, afilu mecham l'tzel. Here you don't need, like a klisha malatalissa, to have a heter of tzoruch gufo mekomo. Here, even if it's for the benefit of the kli itself, it's going to get ruined in the sun, you'd be allowed to move it from the sun to the shade. Afilu kishen ruilim locha cheres klal, even if it can't be used for anything else, since it could be still the cover on this door, so even though it is not connected now to this kli, it has the status of being a kli, and it can be moved, even mecham l'tzel. Now we're talking here, b'chozeh b'dalsos ha'kli, the k'chisui kli chashuvim. We're talking here about doors to a kli that are like covers to the kli. Avo b'dalsos ha'bayis or achalonos. If you're talking here about doors to a house or doors that will cover a window, shutters maybe. Avo pishurin le'ezatashmish u'kichli chashuvim. Even though they're considered like a kli, since they can be used for certain tashmish, mikol makom, kiven shlo huchnu lekach asurim betultun. Since they weren't designated for this before Shabbos, if they came up before Shabbos, they would be forbidden to be moved. The stomim ovdim l'schabim abayis, because normally this door is going to be reconnected to the house. The lachain osur, and you're not allowed to reconnect it to the house on Shabbos, and therefore it would be osur bein nisparku b'chol or bein b'Shabbos, whether it came off on a weekday or even if it came off on Shabbos, since it's going to be put back on to the house eventually, so therefore it is considered muktzah over here now. Udlasu shalul tarnagolim, the doors to a chicken coop, they have the halachic status kedalsus habayis, like doors to the house, chashuvim. Gam le'inyan iser tiltu, likewise they can't be moved, just like the doors to the house if they came off can't be moved, so too the doors to the chicken coop can't be moved if they came off. Then he brings down from the Magen Avraham, cross of the Magen Avraham, kelim ha'muktzim shenishmu b'Shabbos, if you have a muktzah kli that broke on Shabbos, apel gav di'achshov ein muktzim, even though now it's not muktzah, so to say, nevertheless, asurim, they're still forbidden to be moved. He means to say by this, you go and show your muktzah machmas chisorin kis, something was very expensive, and you didn't want to use it because of its expense. It might break. But now it broke. So kishinishbura, shuv ein makbit, shalo lasas b'hem shum tashashach. Well, now you don't really care. It can't be used anymore as the expensive item. So the pieces over here, you don't mind if they're used for something else. Imkin achshav ein amuksim. So therefore, theoretically, they're not muks anymore. Or anything similar to this, v'chi agabna. Afilu hochi. Nevertheless, in this situation, asurim mishom migud is katzor levein ashmashos, it's katzor lekuli yoma. As we said many times, when something is muks already at the start of Shabbos, so it retains its muksa status all Shabbos long, even if the reason why it was muksa no longer applies. And this footnote number 61 brings down from the Chazon Ish. He disagrees and he says, Kishayu akelim re'uyim erev Shabbos, if the kelim already somewhat dilapidated before Shabbos starts, then in that situation, shivreim nitolim b'Shabbos, their broken pieces would be allowed to be moved on Shabbos, because in this situation we don't apply the rule that they were muktza bein hashmashos, because they, I guess, really were not muktza, since it was destined to break very soon. So I'm guessing and assuming that Chazon Ish says, therefore, they don't have the status of being muktza bein hashmashos. Finally, the issue of foot number 54 brings down, if you have buttons that came off from a beged, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, they're not considered muktza. Since they'll be utilized after Shabbos, that's a very specific button for that specific suit, so therefore it doesn't have the status of being muktza. And he adds, that would only apply for a specific button that's specific to a specific suit or shirt or jacket. Shekein kafter pashut, as opposed to a regular button. So, as opposed to a regular button, which could be used on any shirt, for example, those little white buttons on shirts, they're interchangeable. Any shirt can have them. So, therefore, nira shein nechshav kichelit mehabeged. That's not considered part of the garment, and therefore, that would be also to metaltel, to move that. However, Moshe finds this out in the Igris. Moshe brings down shekivin shein hakafter omid l'shum shimush. Since the button can't be used right now on Shabbos, it's muktzah gomer. And this also seems to be the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zatzal, who says, since you can't use it right now unless you sew it on, and therefore it's different than a delis, which you could put back on without having to do an isser. And in general, any kli that it breaks, if you need an uman, an artisan, to go and put it back together, so the Tosfos Rid brings down sha'asa l'tatlo, then it becomes muktzeh, because you can't really fix it without an expert doing it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Yibad L'Chaim L'Chaim Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. That concludes today's shir.